Artists Larry Sultan and Mike Mandel discuss their 1970s photo project, Evidence.
This was the culmination of 2 years of research into mostly aerospace, state, federal government archives. Things you couldn't do now, have access to millions of pictures, classified on one side, unclassified on the other. And over that period of time, Mike and I, through the act of selection, became authors. We claimed authorship for pictures we didn't make because we felt that we saved them from the dustpan of history. They had no longer any use. Their function was once documentary, to document specific programs for industry, and now they were pure connotation. They no longer had their specific instrumental function. Now they could mean whatever we could nudge them into meaning through context and visual association.
What I connect this to is the found image and how we were trying to break out of this modernist requirement that the artist is the creator and all of that. And we were recognizing the cultural functions of photography. And so we were finding these images, it didn't matter whether they were made by fire departments or jet propulsion labs. We had to go into the archives. We had to go into these, you know, funny places that you can't find. But now people are delving into Flickr and into eBay and into all the places that people have uploaded all of this kind of detritus of the culture and are making art out of that.
We thought of it as a visual novel. These 8x10 glossies, they carried with it the language of the official institutions. They were hard as nails. They were simple. They were stripped down. Just the facts. And of course, what the facts are crazy sometimes. They're really kind of loopy. They seem almost like science fiction or a world gone slightly mad. So that duet between an official document and then a world depicted that's out of control was what we were most interested in.